Cepheus. Cepheus continues to get tougher and tougher, Pete. Cepheus did at least two things. One we just found out about. Actually, maybe both we just found out about it. Tell us how they're getting tougher.
Yeah, so there's an interesting case about a U.S. company called Cofence. It's a cybersecurity company. They do employee conditioning, phishing simulations, and the like. And there was a takeover of that company about a year ago in February last year by a group of investors, including BlackRock, along with a company called Papillona Capital Management, international investment manager, backed by, among others, Mikhail Friedman, who's a Russian individual well-known for being the owner of Alpha Bank, which is Russia's largest private bank. So this Russian individual came in, took a minority stake in a U.S. cybersecurity company, of all things. And it sounds like this transaction was not notified to Cepheus, which is starting off a bit of a red flag for the agency, for Treasury and others.
If there's anything you could have figured out that the U.S. government might think was a national security issue, is giving the Russians insight into which companies have the worst response rate, that is to say the highest response rate to phishing emails.
Yeah, a lot of good data in that company, that's for sure. And so right after closing, things got heated pretty quickly. So the deal was closed in February of last year. By August, Pamplona, this Russian-backed company, had agreed to drop its board seat in Cofence, and then Cepheus got them in October into a voluntary agreement to sell to a trustee. And the recent news is that this trustee has been trying to sell the stake off now to a Cepheus-approved buyer. So that's where we are. You know, what does this say about Cepheus's views of sensitivity in the cybersecurity sector? Well, doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that, you should be a little sensitive if you're, potentially allowing access to data or even just equity to a Russian investor in a company like this.
And while this sounds like a big new deal, it's not. When I was at DHS, in the 2006-07. We did the same thing to somebody who had not notified a transaction, and we took it badly and said, no, you need to sell it. And indeed, when they didn't sell it, we said, okay, we're going to start assessing fines for failure to sell. And they're going to get, they're going to double every month, which pretty quickly creates a deep incentive to do that. And ultimately they did. So this is not new. And neither is the other story, which is that apparently about a year ago, Cepheus imposed a $1 million fine on a company for failure to live up to its national security mitigation agreement terms. We don't have much in the way of details on that one, though, right?
No. Maybe looking back in the attics of your memory on Cepheus, you can recall another example like this, but
this
is unprecedented.
Yeah. We never got to $1 million.
I think this is new.
About it is this is not designed to force a sale. This is just you are not taking this mitigation agreement seriously enough, and we need, you need a dope slap to wake up, and $1 million seems like a pretty good dope slap.
Right. And I think as much as the company needed it, Cepheus needed this as they're ramping up. They've got a lot of agreements. They can't monitor them all. They need a deterrent. And so they decided to impose and then to publicize this this anonymous fine. So I think that's probably, could be part of what's going on here is they're trying to warn the investment community to take these agreements seriously.